Well, I mean, the decision was budget-based more than anything else. I know all about Phil. I had him with GB for many years, and I like his attitude. I like him as a player. But like any general manager, when you're putting the team together, you have to look what you think is best for the club. And what I think right now is putting that money that maybe would have gone to Phil into other areas.
Has it been a tough decision to make? Because, you know, he did come up with some big moments for Gerrard last year.
Yeah, any time you let someone go that you feel can help your hockey club, it's a tough decision. And of course, I know him personally as well. So yeah, it isn't. It's never. That's the part of the job that's the enjoyable part of the job. But it's a part of the job that goes with it. So you have to make these decisions. I don't hide behind the decision that I've made. I made it because of all the good intentions of the club going forward.
Is there an option to work with him in some capacity in the future this season?
Well, yeah, it's funny you should say that because I actually, we've had talks about him coming in and playing with us during the Champions League tournament and coming up for camp and maybe on a two-way contract with maybe a team he joins. Especially if it's an EPL team, I don't know if it will be. He may go back into the Elite League. And he said, yes, he's very, very interested in doing that. So, that would give me the depth that I think that we're going to require when we go over into that tournament. And, and I'd like him to be part of that. But it's early stages. We'll see where that goes.
My next question was, how would that work? And I guess you don't know yourself yet. And also kind of where you'd use him in that capacity. Do you see him on the fourth line if you did bring him in on a two-way deal?
Yeah. It would be that. I mean, that's kind of how I've penciled it in at the moment. The Champions League is a four-line league. It's either 8 defensemen, 12 forwards, or 7 defensemen, 13 forwards. So, and your 2 goaltenders. So you have to play your 4 blocks over there, and something that I'm quite used to. So he would, he would fit into our top 12.
He is a player that you've worked with before, so you're aware of his skill set. Just tell me a bit about how you see him as a player.
Well, I just think he buys in. He's a big body. When I had him with Great Britain, he played a good role. He played a good net presence role on the power play for me, actually. He did a really good job there. And he's smart defensively. He just knows the game, and he brings some size on the wing for you, and he can make a play and score a goal. So, he's a good player. I mean, I'm not saying that, but like I said to you, it's all about budgets play a huge part when you're putting teams together. And when I came back and when I got the job, 7 players were already signed, so it wasn't like starting from scratch. So you've got to look at, where you put the pieces together and how you build the team from there onwards. So I don't make any excuse for it. I told him that there won't be a contract offer at this point right now. And, we kind of move on from there.
One more forward still to bring in. A lot of talk about Max Lacroix, a former player that's been in the media recently, who said he's interested in potentially returning to the club. Has there been contact between you and Max?
None whatsoever, no.
Finally, you've spoken about the move to playing 4 lines next year, so you've got 10 forwards with one more to sign. Do you expect Rod Sarich to be that extra forward on the fourth line? Or are you thinking about bringing a younger player in? Or is that maybe where Phil comes in the future?
Well, maybe. It's where Phil comes in. I've got him kind of penciled in there for the Champions League. Whether we'll go 4 lines in the Elite League this year will obviously depend on budget again and depend on the kind of quality that I can put into that position. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. And Rod's a swing guy. You can play him up front or back. But we need 6 solid defensemen, which we've got. I'm really happy with our back end right now. So the focus is really on the goaltending right now and where we're going to go with that.
What about that search for the final forward? How is that coming?
Good. I mean, I'm pretty much down the road with an agent and an impact player that I think will really help us. But in this game, you never know.